USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In a surprise statement released Wednesday night on his social media channels, President Donald Trump once again laid out his case for a massive voter fraud effort, causing him to lose the presidential election, specifically criticizing mail-in voting.
It is important to know the problems with mail-in balloting. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, and most other states allowed anyone to get an absentee ballot and cast their vote without showing any ID. The voting took place entirely on the honor system. No identification of any kind was required.
The president also accused Dominion Voting Systems, a company that makes voting machines and voting software, of changing votes for him to votes for former Vice President Joe Biden. The 46-minute statement was released on the president's Facebook and Twitter accounts. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
While many retailers are struggling this holiday season, one is able to give back. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Kohl's is donating $5 million in grants to nonprofit organizations across the country. It's part of the company's A Community with Heart program, where associates nominate nonprofits that make a difference for families in their communities. More than 100 nonprofits across 49 states will receive grants ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Their website has a map and the list of recipients. The donations are made possible through the retailer's philanthropic program, Kohl's Cares, which sells children's books and toys and donates 100% of the net profit to charitable organizations nationwide.
For the first time in nearly 2 years, a Boeing 737 MAX took passengers on a flight. American Airlines sent the flight Wednesday from Dallas to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to show off the new safety features the planes have been outfitted with. The 737 MAX has been grounded since March 2019 following two deadly crashes that killed more than 300 people. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One longtime senator is making his final rounds through Congress. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Senators are saying goodbye to their colleague, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, ahead of his retirement from the legislative body at the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a bit choked up as he recalls moments serving with Alexander.
So I'm sorry that in a few more weeks, it'll just be the rest of us left, but you're leaving this body. And those of us in it and the nation it exists to serve stronger and better because you were here.
Senator Chuck Schumer wishing the Tennessee Republican the best of luck in his retirement.
Now, Senator Alexander and I have not always agreed, but what an amazing and capable legislator and true statesman he has been.
The New York Democrats speaking on the Senate floor on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the night of December 21st will be Earth's first chance in 8 centuries to witness what's been called the Christmas Star. On the winter solstice this month, Jupiter and Saturn will be extremely close from the Earth's vantage point, creating a bright point of light that's been dubbed the Christmas Star or the Star of Bethlehem. Astronomers say that the occurrence happens every 20 years or so, but that the planets won't have been this close together since the 13th century. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.